This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. This is Mike Adams here with an urgent but friendly warning to Alex Jones and Joe Hoft of the Gateway Pundit, perhaps Del Bigtree of the High Wire, Lisa Haven, and others who are commenting and saying that this is a bombshell, that the CDC's comorbidity data proves that the coronavirus is a hoax. And this also extends to the staffers of InfoWars, such as Owen Schroyer and Greg Reese and Savannah Hernandez, David Knight, and so on. Many people across independent media are repeating this false claim, and you're falling right into the trap of the vaccine globalists. And here's why. Your argument, where you're claiming that these people didn't die from COVID-19 because they had underlying medical conditions, such as diabetes or high blood pressure or whatever. That argument, which, by the way, is just a bad argument right up front, but that's the same argument that the vaccine industry is going to make when people start dying from vaccines. And so you are going to be reporting, oh my gosh, look at these people, they're dying from vaccines. And the vaccine industry is going to say, no, they're not. They had underlying health conditions. That's what killed them. And then you can't defend yourself because you argued that very same point today when you said that COVID-19 deaths don't count when people have underlying medical conditions, which again is a completely nonsensical argument. You shouldn't be making that argument. When someone gets shot in a drive-by shooting, do you say, well, they weren't killed by the shooting because they had diabetes? No, that would be an insane argument, right? But that's the argument that many people in independent media are making right now, saying, well, these people didn't die from COVID-19 because they had Alzheimer's. I'm sorry, that's not an argument, but you're falling right into the vaccine industry's trap, and they're going to use your words against you when it comes time to warn people about the deaths caused by vaccines. And just as a principle, by the way, people who die almost always die with other health conditions, regardless of the cause of death. I mean, think about the argument that you're making is that the only deaths that should count as COVID-19 deaths are when perfectly healthy people die from COVID-19. That's the argument that you're essentially making. That's not a valid argument because perfectly healthy people rarely die from anything. They don't die from the flu, typically. They don't die from cancer. I mean, perfectly healthy people, the only time they die is, you know, from accidents and things. Oh, motorcycle accident, construction accident, drowned in a pool. I don't know, maybe a rare heart attack. Some extreme athlete just overworked in the sun, got dehydrated, had a heart attack and died. Yes, that happens, but it's extremely rare. Most people who die, die with multiple health conditions, which is exactly what we would expect to see. So the fact that the CDC is saying, well, most people who died from COVID-19 died with other comorbidity factors, that's exactly what we would expect, because that's who's most vulnerable. Those are the people most likely to have poorly functioning immune systems. Those are the people most likely to be hospitalized. Those are the people most likely to die, and that's who did die. Doesn't mean that COVID-19 didn't kill them. It just means that people are unhealthy across the board. People have high blood pressure. People have diabetes. People have cancer. They're walking around every day with those diseases. If they get caught in a Black Lives Matter shooting or bombing, does that mean that BLM terrorists didn't bomb them to death because they had, you know, liver disease? No, they were killed by the bomb. It's the proximal cause that matters, and that's why I'm offering this friendly warning. I'm not attacking you. Maybe my tone doesn't convey that appropriately, but I'm not attacking you. I'm actually, in a friendly way, trying to warn you that you're falling into the trap of the globalists, because you won't be able to argue that vaccines are killing people when that begins to occur. And we know that's going to happen. We know what these vaccines are all about. We know it's a depopulation program. But the media is going to run the same story that you're running. The media is going to say, oh, no, these people didn't die from vaccines. They just died from their underlying health issues. The vaccine has nothing to do with it. And by the way, the only reason I'm doing this is because I care about the independent media. I care about us getting this story straight. I care about countering the deliberate fake information of the mainstream media with honest, high integrity, truthful information from the independent media. And when anybody in the independent media reports that, oh, the CDC just admitted the entire pandemic was a total hoax, you know, I'm sorry, that's not honest and it's not accurate. And it just makes the whole industry look quite foolish, actually, because that's not at all what the CDC released or admitted to. The CDC hasn't admitted to any such thing. The CDC has just said, guess what? It was the vulnerable people in society who died from COVID-19. And to those out there who are saying that there's no virus, which I think is still the David Icke position, which is just complete disinformation, I'm sorry to say. David Icke is a good guy in lots of other ways. He's had brilliant analysis on many issues, but on this issue, he's completely wrong. But many independent media outlets are reporting the David Icke position, claiming there is no virus, and then the very next day, some indie media outlets and publishers will say, well, gosh, look, Governor Cuomo killed people in New York by putting them in nursing homes where the virus was spreading. And that's what killed people. And I know many of you who I named here already have reported that exact story. Well, obviously that story can't be true if the virus isn't real, right? So you can't have it both ways. Either the virus doesn't exist, which means Cuomo did nothing wrong and nobody died in the nursing homes, according to that theory. Or the virus is real, and yes, it was spreading in the nursing homes, and it was spreading in the hospitals in New York City, as we saw from that whistleblower, you know, undercover nurse who was interviewed across the independent media. And she showed that, yes, they were putting non-infected patients in the same rooms with infected patients. And that's how they were spreading the virus and causing more fatalities in New York City. Many of you reported that story. But how could that story be true if you say that the virus isn't killing anyone? You yourself have said the virus kills people by reporting that story. So the reason I'm saying all this is you've got to have a consistent construct of biological reality from which to make these arguments all across the independent media, all of us. These rules apply to myself as well. You know, we mock leftists for their transgenderism and their king, queen, mermaid, you know, bipolar, non-binary people who are speaking at the DNC. We say they're crazy. They make up their own rules about biology. But then again, so did a whole lot of people in the independent media when it came to COVID-19, didn't they? They said, oh, the virus doesn't exist. And then the virus does exist. The virus is a hoax. And then it's killing people in New York City. You can't have it both ways. It's like saying men can be women. Many in the independent media are pushing a kind of weird COVID-19 transgenderism, which is just as delusional as left-wing transgenderism. It doesn't work. You have to have a construct rooted in reality. And the reality is, with all apologies to David Icke, who again is a great guy in many other respects, the reality is there's a virus. Dr. Judy Mikovits confirms that over and over again. Yes, there is a virus. The virus was engineered to kill people, and it has killed many, many people. There are over 223,000 excess deaths in America right now that would not have occurred in a normal year. And that's compiled from all causes of death, regardless of what's on the death certificate. 223,000 extra deaths. Did you know that normally in America, every week, about 58,000 people die? It's about 8,200 people per day die in America on any normal average day. But during the first half of April, in America, there were like 79,000 people dying in the week. That's roughly about 20,000 extra people dying per week in America who should not have died. And if you add up all those excess deaths, it's about 224,000 people almost. Those are people who would not have died. So when independent media go out and say, no, only 9,000 people died from COVID, that's not true. That's false information. In truth, there are 224,000 nearly Americans who are dead today who would not have been dead unless China engineered this virus and released it to the world. It's because of that virus that these people are dead. Now, you can argue, and I've made this argument too, that many people were killed due to bad medicine, ventilator deaths, right? That's true. We know that a lot of people were killed by ventilators. But that whole scenario wouldn't have existed. The bad medicine and everything, unless the virus had been released. That set into motion cause and effect that resulted in today 224,000 Americans dead who would not have been dead. And yes, most of those people were sick. They had underlying health conditions. That's why they couldn't fight off the virus. That's not a bombshell story. That's common sense. Most of the people who died had illness. They had chronic degenerative disease. That's why they couldn't fight the virus. Again, not a bombshell, just common sense. And to wrap this up, look, I understand it's not my job to police other people's networks and the content that you publish. And we don't always have to agree on everything. And we shouldn't, because we're not a coordinated media block that receives a memo every day like the left-wing media. You know how they get the CIA memo? It says, oh, blame Trump for the violence, you know? Biden's brain works perfectly, whatever the memo says. We're not like that. So we do have real diversity in our views and opinions and analysis, and that's great. But on this issue, I'm here to tell you the analysis of what I'm seeing on this CDC comorbidity data set, the analysis in the independent media is just so wrong. It's so flatly wrong, and it is a trap. And it's going to be used against you. It's going to be used to knock down your future arguments about the safety of vaccines or the safety of pharmaceuticals or anything else or 5G. You know, you do an article about 5G, oh, 5G is killing people. The 5G industry just responds and says, no, those people had, they already had comorbidity factors. They weren't killed by 5G. That's your argument. Or the same thing with pharmaceuticals. Oh, 60,000 people died this year from statin drugs. Might be a story that you might publish. Big Pharma is evil. They're killing tens of thousands of Americans every year. The pharmaceutical industry will just respond and say, no, those people had underlying health conditions. That's your argument. And of course they had underlying health conditions. That's why they were prescribed statin drugs, because they were diagnosed with probably, you know, high cholesterol. And so then the pharmaceutical industry can say, well, our drugs never kill anybody because they're only prescribed to sick people. By your logic, their drugs never kill anybody because there are underlying health conditions. So you see, the logic is just bad. People almost always die with other health conditions. That has been true before COVID, and it'll be true after COVID. And yes, the virus is real. It's killing people. It's become a lot less deadly, thankfully. And we don't need, in my opinion, we don't need the lockdowns anymore. You probably agree with me on that. We can beat this thing with basic nutrition. We don't need to close the schools. We don't need to crush the economy anymore. We know how to beat this. The lethality, if you will, the case fatality rate of this virus has plummeted. That's true. We've seen that in the data, but it did kill a lot of people. And saying that it didn't, and saying that it's a hoax, and saying that the virus doesn't exist, honestly, it just makes you look like flat earthers, I'm sorry to say. It really does. And flat earthers argue all kinds of crazy things. You know, there's no South Pole. The earth is rimmed by an ice wall. That's the South Pole. The moon and sun are close to the surface of the earth. There's no outer space. Satellites don't exist. You know, all these things that flat earthers claim. This idea that there's no virus, it's kind of like the flat earth theory of epidemiology, if you will. And it just carries zero credibility. Viruses are quite real. Most viruses are not harmful at all. We coexist with most viruses. Occasionally, a virus that is engineered to be especially deadly can carry out its intended purpose of harming and killing a lot of people. But then, because it's in the wild, it will go through natural viral adaptation, or host adaptation as it's called. It'll lose its gain of function properties over time. It will become less lethal. And that's exactly what we're seeing. We've essentially beat this thing now. And we are now at the point, I agree, that we can get on with basic, just herd immunity at this point. We don't need lockdowns except for people who are vulnerable because they have underlying health conditions, which gets back to the whole point of this thing. Those are the people who die from this. So we still have to say, let's protect the elderly. We still have to insist on special protections for nursing homes and people in hospitals and people who have respiratory conditions right now, or high blood pressure or stroke risk, things that have been already shown to be high comorbidity risks with the coronavirus infection. We must continue to protect those vulnerable people. Fortunately, that's not most of society. So the rest of society can get back to school, back to work, open up the cities, all these things. I completely agree with you about that. But if you say the virus is a hoax, then that means you don't agree with any protections for the elderly or the vulnerable, who are, by your own admission, the very people who are dying from this. So if you want to protect those who are vulnerable and reduce the number of deaths from this coronavirus, then you must, by definition, advocate protections for those who are the most vulnerable. And that is predicated on admitting or embracing the idea that the virus is real. The virus is real. They built it. They released it. And by the way, got news for everybody. It's not the last one that they built. It's not the last one they're going to release. There's more coming down the pipeline. And if your position is that there are no viruses, then you're going to be really shell-shocked by the next pandemic that's released, because the globalists have figured out this works for them. They can crush humanity with this. They can crush liberty. They can crush economies with this. They can force everybody to be injected with vaccines. They can force everybody to lock down in their own homes. They can put everybody under house arrest. They can have roadside checkpoints. This works for the globalists. So of course they're going to use this again. This is the most evil, genius, brilliant weapon they've ever come up with. You think they're going to stop now? Hell no. They're going to release more. And if your position is, oh, there is no virus, then you're just going to be blindsided by this thing. And all your audience will be blindsided. If you're telling your audience there's no virus, you don't have to defend against anything, then what are you going to do when this next pandemic kicks off? You know, the Bill Gates 2.0 super depop special edition that's designed to actually just start killing, you know, 20% of the people for starters. Because, you know, the one they released first was just a warm-up, right? What are you going to do? What are you going to do then? You're going to say nobody's dying when millions of people are dead? Because that's not an argument that you can win. It's not an argument that you can make and even, I think, maintain any semblance of credibility. But again, I'm not trying to be overly critical. This is coming from a place of good faith on my part. I want a diverse, independent news and media ecosystem to exist. This is why I built Brighteon.com. This is why we have so many diverse channels on there, including people who completely disagree with myself and with you as well. Why? Why do we want that? Because a diverse ecosystem of information is critical for human freedom. And I support that. And I want independent media to do well, to gain more readers, to succeed even financially so that you have a long-term sustainability in your operations. I'm concerned that you can't do that if you lose credibility on this issue, if you're just marginalized as the flat earthers of epidemiology, your audience is just going to shrink and shrink and shrink, especially as more information comes out about subsequent pandemics and how many people are dying all around the world. And as we move into the winter months, what do you think is going to happen in the winter months when people are typically more vulnerable to respiratory infectious disease? We're going to have some weird combination hybrid like flu, corona, winter here. And we've never been through that as a civilization. We've never been through that with this bioweapon and winter in North America and in European countries. We've never been through that. So this is going to be a whole new experience. We need to approach this with an open mind about the possibilities, both good and bad. But we have to maintain our integrity, I believe, in understanding the rules of biology, physiology, epidemiology, virology. We can't invent our own false fairy tale realities and promote that as a fact, which is, again, what the left does with transgenderism. So that's my message. This message is offered with truly, I don't mean this as some kind of pandering word, but truly with love for humanity, love for liberty, love for freedom of speech, and with support for all the publishers that I named and others who are also covering this topic. This is about getting the story right. This is about protecting the vulnerable populations that are still out there and still vulnerable, while we counter the utter bad faith, deliberate lies of the left-wing media that is falsely claiming that everybody's dying right now, which is not happening. So we can't counter their false information if we as an industry don't get our facts straight. It's only from a position of integrity and congruency with reality that we can attack the falsehoods of the fake news left-wing media. And that's where this is coming from. That's my motivation for putting out this podcast. So I thank you for listening, and I wish you the best. And I pray for this country. I pray for humanity. I really do. I think our time remaining here is very short. I think humanity is under attack from every vector, and it's going to take all of our strength and determination and courage to stand up against this globalist depopulation destruction agenda that we're seeing unleashed from every sector and every institution in society, it seems. And that's why this message is so important. We've got to get this right. We've got to defend humanity against these medical killers like Fauci and Big Pharma and others. We've got to get this right. That's my message. Thank you so much for listening. This is Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com and founder of Brighteon.com.